Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone on this episode, May 28th on The Roman Show. Getting excited as we await just a few hours for the Miami Heat to take on the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight could be the night. If the Miami Heat win, they will move forward to the NBA Finals. But we'll talk about that later on here in the program. But tonight, we welcome in Dave Huckaba and Nick Lobosco, who both fight on June 21st, World Series of Fighting number 10 fight card. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, where we have some great interviews, including just one that we just posted today with SoCal Val. Check that interview already. Is making a lot of buzz. Make sure that you are not left out.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the
bank. Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Five.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Blade.
Go.
We're go. Blade.
GNC.
We're go.
Telling you.
Go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston, we are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome everyone, Roman Show, May 28th, as we are getting closer to June. Just around the corner, a lot of action taking place this past weekend with the UFC, TJ Dillashaw surprising Renan Barao. You know, I myself was one that really had Barao winning this fight, but he shocked me. The guy is serious business, and now Barao is asking for a rematch. But Dillashaw says, wait a second, not too soon. I think someone else deserves that shot. You're going to have to wait in line. But impressive victory for Dillashaw as he now becomes a champ. And it was a great UFC fight card. Robbie Lawler also, who has just been announced, will be fighting Matt Brown. And the winner of that will take on the champion, Johnny Hendricks, at a future date. Well, we do have breaking news here on The Roman Show. As it turns out, this fight has been heavily promoted. And everyone in the world wants to see it. Unfortunately, it's not going to take place because of injury. Wanderlei Silva has to pull out of the fight against Chael Sonnen at UFC 175. That fight will no longer happen. After all the hype, you know, all the fighting and the Ultimate Fighter in Brazil, unfortunately, he got hit with the injury bug. But Vitor Belfort will be stepping in to replace Wanderlei Silva on that July 5th fight card Las Vegas with UFC 175 with the headliner there being Chris Weidman versus Lyoto Machida for the title. So no more Chael Sonnen versus Wanderlei Silva. And that really stinks because I wanted to see that fight. And I'm sure a lot of people did because of all the pushing and shoving, and it was just a lot of fun. But fortunately, what happens in MMA, and we're just going to have to live with it and be patient and possibly see it some other day. Either way, we had a lot of fun over at the Pinned Miami event where, as I stated, we interviewed SoCal Val. She was letting us know about, well, if she were to make a move to NXT or WWE, she said that she would, you know what, I'm going to leave her there. Head on over to the YouTube channel or RodolfoRoman.com. And while you're there, just look at the entire interview, read the interview, and you're going to see who she would be interested in being the valet for. And I think it would be pretty funny, actually, the choice that she made. Either way, a lot of fun out there. We had a great time, a lot of pinup models and antique cars and all this great stuff, Pin Miami. We're looking forward, actually, to the Florida SuperCon that takes during the 4th of July weekend to be out there. Just a reminder that Jerry the King Lawler is scheduled to be there, along with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. I mean, you can't get any better than that. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. I mean, how cool is that? Really can't beat that. Well, with that said, we're going to now switch gears. And as I stated earlier, the Miami Heat today will be taking the court against the Indiana Pacers in Indiana in a game that if they win, they go on to the finals and possibly meet either the Oklahoma City Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs. Well, they're now that series is tied. You know, at first, the Spurs were dominating, and all of a sudden, the Oklahoma City has waken up and smelled the coffee, and now it's a 2-2 series. So God knows what's going to happen out there. Meanwhile, the Heat will be resting, if they win today, of course. But if you're in Miami and you're listening to this show right now live, the party will be at Bird Road, on Bird Road, La Carreta. You can't miss it there. They party all the time. Bring your pots and pans. It's going to be a blast. A lot of fun. By the way, we're going to have video footage of that. You can check that out tomorrow on the YouTube channel.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself, all for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to follow us on social media at The Roman Show on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Well, the World Series of Fighting 10 fight card is already looking phenomenal. And right now we have one of the contestants who will be battling June 21st in Las Vegas, Nevada. Again, the show airs on NBC Sports Live. Dave Lebosco joins us on the line right now. He'll be facing Lance Palmer. Again, June 21st. Nick, welcome to The Roman Show, man.
Hey, how are you guys?
Awesome. Nick, well, let's talk about it, man. You're coming into the World Series of Fighting still undefeated, going in against Palmer, who just recently lost against Caracanian for the title. Do you see yourself, Nick, going into this fight having an advantage, knowing that he just came from that loss?
I mean, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it, you know, he might be kind of doubting his strengths and stuff like that, or you could look at it as he's fired up and he needs to score back. So, you know, I take it in stride. His last fight was his last fight, and it's over with. You know, my last fight was my last fight, and it's over with. I got to move on, and he's got to move on. So, to answer your question, I'm really not even – I don't even think it's going to play a factor. You know, he's going to come in and try to do what he has to do, and I'll do the same. So,
and looking at your record, I mean, you're undefeated. How does the momentum keep going, and what's the thing that just keeps pushing you, looking at that record and inside the gym when you're training every day?
I don't even pay attention to the record. Every fight, it's own fight, and what happened before, and I don't worry about it. I just I focus on what's in front of me, and what's in front of me. You know, immediately in front of me, meaning my next fight. You know, I don't worry about 10 fights down the road and what happens after this one and all that. All I have is what's in front of me, what's on my plate, and that's what I just try to stay focused on. When I'm in my gym and training and doing my thing, I focus on the task at hand, and that's what I've always done, and it's gotten me where I am. So, you know, evidently I'm doing something right. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, focused on the task at hand, and do the best that I can.
Well, Nick, it goes to the good old saying, you know, if it ain't broke, it don't fix it. And you're definitely doing things right. keeping that undefeated record. Now, you debuted back in World Series of Fighting 6. That was your last fight against Fabio Melo. Any nerves going into that fight, knowing that you had to sign with the World Series Fighting?
Not really. I mean, yeah, it's a big fight, it's a big promotion. It was it was a big step up in competition, but I guess not nerves in the sense of like fear or anything like that, just excitement. You know, excited to finally get to that world stage and show what I can do. So yeah, nerves, but you know, I was excited. I was excited to get out there and excited to showcase, you know, what I can do and step up that level of competition and get where I want to be. So,
marking that fight was in October. It's been some time now. Why the layoffs?
Not sure. I think some things had to play out in our division. You know, I think some things got moved around. I think Glenn had to pull out of a title shot and. There's been some other fights like in the works, and you know things just fell through for one reason or another, or you know the card was too full or whatever. But everything happens for a reason, and I can't sit here and dwell on that. You know, all I got to do is focus on this. So everything happened for a reason, and I believe that I got a good fight that's gonna help propel me into the next level, and I'm excited for it.
And Nick Palmer, what can you point out, something that grabs your attention that you've been training on in your regimen? Is there anything specifically or that you could look at his game that calls your attention?
I mean, I'm not going to, without giving away too much of my game plan, he's from a tough team, obviously. He's from Alpha Male. They got some of the top lightweights in the world, and they always produce. They come to fight. They come to fight. They come to push the pace. So that's one thing. So they come to scrap, which is, you know, what you want. You know, I want the guys to bring his best, you know.
You train at St. Charles MMA. I've heard this camp a couple of times. But what can you let us know about this camp itself, some of the fighters that you train with?
I actually don't train at St. Charles MMA anymore. I don't even know how that's still up there.
All right.
I used to train there. I don't know why it's still up there, and I've heard it a few times. But I train at Watson's. I do a lot of my jiu-jitsu with Kyle Watson, who was in the UFC, fought a few times in the UFC, but he's got a phenomenal jiu-jitsu coach. So I do my ground game with him, and I box with boxers in the area. My boxing coach is Jose Ponce. He's trained professional boxers for, you know, years. Ryan Coyne being one of the guys that he's trained. And I do my boxing, my stand-up with him, and then I do my wrestling. I'm actually getting ready to heading to wrestling practice here shortly with the Cullen brothers. Anyone who's, you know, been around college wrestling in the last 10 years knows who the Cullen brothers are. They're studs, and that's where I'm getting my wrestling in with them. So I find the best in my area, and, you know, lucky for me, there's some top dogs in my area, so.
And Nick, what got you started in mixed martial arts? What got your career started? What was the motivation behind it?
Honestly, I started watching UFC when I was a kid, and ever since the first one, I just thought to myself, I'd like to be known as the baddest dude on the planet. Sounds pretty cool to me. And I started training the day after I was done wrestling collegiately, the day after. So, then... It's been a wild ride ever since, you know, between amateurs and professional and traveling and meeting people and, you know, and moving up and flying out and trying out for World Series and getting signed and moving in, getting my first fight. And it's been a wild ride, and I'm excited for more. So I think I'm just touching, you know, the tip of the iceberg. So definitely excited for more. It's been a wild ride so far.
And continue on with the undefeated streak that you got, the undefeated record that you have right now. Nick, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on the Roman Show. Would you like to add anything else?
I just want to thank my sponsors, thank my team. Rev Gear, Fear the Fighter, Gamma Labs are always helping out, making sure I have what I need and all that. And Kyle Watson, Jose Ponce, and Jason Barber, my trainer. So they're helping me out, and we're looking forward to showcasing what we can do on June 21st. So check it out on NBC Sports.
That's right. Check out Nick versus Lance Palmer. June 21st, NBC Sports Live from Las Vegas. Do not miss the World Series of Fighting number 10. Thanks so much, Nick, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, man.
Hey, this is Jacob Stitch-Duran here, and if you guys really want to listen to the good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where's the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Esto es Tigre 1 y Segmento Roman Show.
Hi, this is TNA Knockout Gail Kim, and keep watching The Roman Show.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeroes. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Well, welcome everyone again to the Roman Show. Nick Lobosco getting ready for action June 21st. You know, everyone is excited down here in South Florida because of the whole Miami Heat game. And I know we're talking mixed martial arts, but it really just really gets me irate because people around the country just despise us because we keep winning. And every time, you know, the Pacers are going to be better, the Spurs are going to be better, Oklahoma is going to be better. Everyone is better. Everyone is better than the Heat. Yet they always keep on winning. And if it's just one loss, it's always the end. Oh, there you go. They lost already. It's over. Call it quits. The Heat are losing. There it is. Look, listen. It's not that we're cocky. It's just that they're good. They're a good team. The Miami Heat are a good team. You see, 4 years ago, Pat Riley and company had an idea, and that is to have all these great, talented athletes into one team. In the beginning, it's the first season, kind of worked because they went all the way to the finals. They lost. It's okay because the Mavericks. And they came back the next year and they won. And then last year, they won again. And then this year, more than likely, we're going to win. So why the hell do you hate on us? LeBron James, he leaves Cleveland. Oh, my God, he's horrible. Now all of a sudden he's liked. Stevenson of Indiana saying that Dwayne Wade, hopefully, you know, his leg breaks or something, his knee gives out. Then saying that LeBron was showing weakness because he wouldn't cover him. So all this nonsense. If it was another team, though, oh no, wow, they're so great team. But it's just is it just because they just hate Miami? What is it? Someone please let me know. I would love to know. Call in 714-868-0222. I want to know if you're listening from another state that's not Florida, or if you don't live in Miami, I want to know, why is it that many people despise the Miami Heat? I mean, they sell out every arena they go to. That's what they're called, the Heatos. Please, please tell me. I want to know, why is it that every time that if the Heat lose, oh, there you go, guys. Hey, there they choked again. Please, I would love to hear from someone. I really would. And get down to the bottom of this. All right. This weekend, we are in for a treat. On May 31st, the UFC has two shows back to back. I mean, how cool is that, right? So, starting at noon on the UFC Fight Pass, you have the UFC at the O2 World Berlin in Berlin, Germany, with the main event out there, Mark Munoz versus Gegard Mousasi, and then the co-main event, Francis Carmo versus C.B. Dalloway. Starting at noon. So 3, 4, 5, 6, around 6, right? Then right after, at 6:30 p.m. on UFC Fight Pass, you then have another fight card all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil, which is the UFC Tough Finals, with the main event, Fabio Maldonado versus Tite Michuik, and then Antonio Carlos Jr. versus Vitor Miranda. And of course, it's Tough Brazil 3. You got the heavyweight tourney final and the middleweight tourney final. And that is going to be free on Fox Sports 1. Only the preliminary card is on the UFC Fight Pass. So listen, there is no need for you to go out anywhere and do anything, because you can just stay right at home and watch all the UFC that you want starting at noon. I can't wait for Saturday. Grab your beer, grab your wine, grab your liquor, whatever you have to do. Sit back, relax, and watch some good mixed martial arts as the UFC is putting back-to-back shows. You can't get any better than that. You really can't. Now, the UFC is having a background check for each fighter for criminal history and release of medical records. This is because, well, you know, in the past, they've had some issues, fighters, some stuff they had really dug in there, and now they're realizing, hey, what the heck? Some people are already saying, oh, it's the end of the UFC. I mean, it's protocol, right? When you go to work, don't they give you a drug test anyway? You want to know, make sure that the person you're hiring is the person that's going to be capable of working. Yes, they are fighters. They're not, you know, inventing a computer or anything like that. But the point is, these guys are professionals. Fighters are professionals, and they should be treated like professionals. So what's wrong about that? Please, keyboard warriors, let me hear you. Matt Brown versus Robbie Lawler has been announced as the headliner for UFC on Fox 12. Lawler is coming off a victory, a very successful victory. Now, the winner of these two will possibly, more than likely, very highly, will face Johnny Hendricks for the welterweight title. Now, there were talks that Rory McDonald versus Tyrone Woodley will be the next person in line. However, that's not the case. It now turns out to be that now Hector Lombard and Dongyoung Kim are going to fight. So the winner of each of those two fights will then fight each other, and then the winner of that will then go on to get a title shot against Johnny Hendricks. Fair. I think it's fair. Robbie Lawler deserves it. You know, it was a very controversial loss for him in the way that Johnny Hendricks won. So why not? I think it's pretty fair. Well, the numbers for Bellator, the pay-per-view, were about 65,000 hits, 65,000 buys. Believe it or not, that's actually pretty good because they made more than what was expected. So they made more, they broke even, and they made a little plus. It really wasn't what many people, what they predicted. Was it disappointing? Was it a good pay-per-view? Was it worth purchasing? Please comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RomanShowMedia. Would love to hear your opinion. Turning now, we welcome in Nick Lavosko, and now we're going to turn in just a little bit to Dave Huckabee. The big news for World Series of Fighting is that they have signed a deal with NBC. Now, several events will be televised on NBC Sports Live, and for the first time ever, mixed martial arts will be on NBC Network. So their actual regular NBC will be showcasing the World Series of Fighting. Number scheduled as of right now to be July 5th. And last we heard, rumor was that they were going to be in Tampa. That is what they had said. Things could change. So that's a big move for the World Series of Fighting. Now, where does this put Bellator? Bellator is consistent. I mean, we can't take anything away from them. We got to be fair. You know, they have their seasons, and you know, they put fights like almost every week. But where does it put now World Series of Fighting? I mean, the guys have done a phenomenal job. They put great fight cards. They're on NBC, for goodness sake. They give you talented guys, guys that some guys that couldn't cut in the UFC are there, and then vice versa. Some guys that were are now in the UFC because of World Series of Fighting. Jondre Johnson, look at him, and he's doing all right. In fact, now he's scheduled to fight Nogueira on that same card where Lawler's going to fight. So the World Series of Fighting is definitely doing something very good. What does it put Bellator? You know, they had the whole thing, you know, to find these fighters, and no one knew about these Russians and so forth. But look at Shlemenko. He got beat by Tito Ortiz in that last pay-per-view they had. Yes, we know he is a veteran. We understand that. But Shlemenko, and listen, I'm a big fan of Shlemenko. I think he's a really fun guy to watch. But he tapped out in the first round. So what does that mean? And what does that mean, the fact that he's a champion and he gets tapped out by Tito Ortiz, who hasn't fought in a couple of months here and is a veteran, and he loses to Tito and he's a champion? What does that mean? How does that make Shlemenko look? Either way, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. First, my personal one, at RomanDH. Again, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Thank you very much there for WrestleZone.com for putting out the word about that SoCal Val interview, which created a lot of buzz. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, These guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, World Series of Fighting 10 is already looking spectacular with three title fights on the card. But there will also be a heavyweight bout on that fight card, which will include Dave Huckaba versus Derek Meehan on June 21st in Las Vegas, Nevada. And right now on the line we have Dave. Dave, welcome to the Roman Show, man.
Man, thank you. How are you guys doing, man?
Awesome. You know, we had you last time around when you fought Ray Sefo for the president of the World Series of Fighting. And that in itself was just an awesome victory for you. But that was back in August. Dave, here we are. We're fighting in June. Why the layoffs?
I cut my hand in half, man, at work. I fell at work. I'm a construction worker. You know, that's where I make my bread and butter. That's what feeds my family. You know, the fight monies are our Disneyland money, our fun money. And I slipped at work and I cut my hand in half. So I'm back, man. I'm making my comeback fight.
And what exactly did you just cut it?
Yes, I landed on a piece of sheet metal. I cut all the main arteries and all the nerves and severed the tendons in my right hand.
Wow. And how much time did it take to heal up the arm and since you started training?
Man, it's I had to sit on the back burner for about 4 months, man. About four and a half, 5 months. Trying to just doing rehab, getting it back together. I had over 100 staples in my hand, you know, and I went through 2 major surgeries. And for the past 3 months, man, I've been putting in major work, you know, Got my grip back. Got my hand back to where it needs to be. Training. I've been banging people up. Training. You know, been submitting people in jiu-jitsu. My grip's back. I mean, everything's moving forward. I'm ready, man, to get back in there.
Wow. Well, congratulations on healing up and ready to fight. So, with that being said, you're gonna have to be kind of play the date card. So, how many fights do you expect to fight this year?
And I don't know. Whatever they keep me busy, man. I can't really snivel, you know, or talk, you know. I mean, after fighting Ray in the heavyweight division, there's really nobody else for me to fight. I mean, this guy that I'm gonna fight here, for me, is kind of going backwards now. You know, I wanted Andre, bro, to be honest with you. Everybody knows that their heavyweight division isn't at the next level yet. You know, there's Richard Odom's pretty tough. There's going to be some names on there. But, I mean, to be honest, really, I mean, I know I sound like I have a big head or a fat head, but there's really nobody in the heavyweight division that could stop me from wearing their belt. So, I mean, however they want to space them out, I'm good with it. I'm ready.
Yeah, speaking of a title, you know, the World Series of Fighting has created all these titles for the featherweight, you got the welterweight, the women's title, but no word. Dave?
Yeah, I lost you. Is that me or
yeah.
Was that you?
Yeah. No, we're here. I don't know what happened there. But that the World Series of Fighting has created several titles. But any word or have you been informed that soon they'll be creating a heavyweight title?
Man, I have no idea, man. I think a lot of it's a top secret. They keep a lot of stuff under lock and key. You know, honestly, man, I don't know what's gonna happen for me. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative, man. I know I work really hard, but I really don't have a lot to offer World Series. I mean, I train out of my garage. You know what I mean? I don't train with one of these American top teams. I don't train with Uriah Faber's major school. For me, I'm just dude, I'm just a gifted athlete, man. I train out of my garage, and I train at, you know, Mick Gaitman and Noble Kickboxing School for my sparring partners and Team Carnage, which is really good. But to be honest, man, I mean, I'm fighting guys that are world-class fighters, you know, that, you know, look, Ray Sepo is a phenomenal, the K-1 legend, you know. I just fought Carter Williams before Ray Sepo. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if they want me to wear their title, to be honest. I don't know if that's even something they're looking into. I mean, I'm a kind of a no-name fighter, man, to be honest with you. You know what I mean?
Well, like you said, you defeated Carter and Sepo, so I don't know about no name. I mean, that in itself right there puts you on the map. But with that said, do you plan to maybe take this career of yours to the next level and go to an American Top Team or an AJA or anything like that?
Not at all, man. I'm cool, man. I don't want to go to some big gigantic team and have them say that, you know how it is. Oh, political. Oh, we made this guy. I made myself, man. My family. I fight for my family and my kids, man. There's reasons that I fight. Fighting for me is just it's a release, man, of my childhood problems, man. My childhood. I had a lot of head problems, man. So I had a lot of things go bad in my childhood. When I get locked in the cage, man, it's a way that I can take all my demons and release everything. I have a true belief, man. This is my belief. I believe that I'm here for a reason, man, and the reason I have a gift to fight, the reason that I cage fight, and the reason I destroy all these big name people, all these people that have been training their whole lives and from all these big schools, it's to bring people to me. It's to bring people to me so I could spread the word and I could share my story of my life so it can help change kids' lives and help change people in the positive. I battled with addictions when I was younger. I battled with, you know, my uncle having an alcoholic happen to fight my own family members when I was young. I mean, I've been fighting, man, on the streets and at home in my life since I was, you know, 12 years old. I think the reason I have a gift to fight is so I can draw attention to me, to give back, you know, to do motivational speaking, to help kids change their life in high school that are battling with the problems that I battled with when I was young.
Wow, amazing story there, Dave. And now going into this fight, though, with Derek, how is the training going on for you? You said you train in your backyard and also go to some local camps, but how is this training going, and what can we expect from you from this fight? And looking at Derek, he too has a winning streak, just like yourself. He has 11 knockouts, like yourself, he has 17 knockouts. But what type of fight are we expecting? And again, how is the training going for this particular fight?
Training's great, man, absolutely. Just to correct you, Derek has one knockout. He has like 9 TKOs. He hasn't finished fights at all. He's got like, he's okay, but he's a straightforward fighter. He's really one-dimensional. He has a good overhand right on the stand-up game. He has decent ground and pound. Honestly, the fight won't get out of the first round. I mean, he's bad-mouthed my family on Twitter. He's talked crap about my dad has passed away. He's talked crap on Twitter about my family. I mean, the dude is absolutely no class type of fighter. I mean, for me, honestly, I mean, speaking from the heart, I'm not shy, and sometimes I get in trouble because I speak from the heart. This is going backwards for me. I just fought Ray Cecil, man. I mean, who's Derek? Derek, what? He got one KO, one legitimate KO on his record. If you look it up again, there's one, and that's Hollis Gracie. Hollis is phenomenal in jiu-jitsu, but if you remember the fight, right, Hollis was beating the brakes off of him in boxing, and then in the second round, he caught him with a big looping overhand right. I'm not like every heavyweight fighter, man. I move. I have a chin. I've been punched in the face since I was 12 years old by my family members. And I'm a solid fighter, man. I just beat a world-class fighter like Sepo. Sepo would destroy this kid in the first 2 minutes. He's really, his mouth is overloaded right now. He has no idea what he's getting to.
Wow, very harsh things. You're taking it to Twitter and poking at your family there, but by any chance, when you fought Ray Sepo, did you get any advice, or did you speak to him afterwards?
You know, I did speak to Ray, man. Ray is an absolutely great dude. He's a humble dude. You know, Ray and all of us kind of talked in the back. We did 3-minute interviews, you know, and everybody, you know, I was going to be like the next big hype. I was going to be getting blowed up, you know. I mean, even after the fight, everybody's saying, you know, hey, Ray said it himself, you know. Impressively, it's a real deal. You guys are going to see a lot more of him. You know, that was, I mean, I get home and I watch the fight, you know, a couple of days later, and I was just amazed at how everything worked out. And then I hear that you're out of Ray Sepple's mouth that I am the real deal, and you're going to see a lot more of Dave. But it kind of bugs me out with this fight with Mayhem, because all of a sudden I go from a main event card to a prelim card, which that bugs me a lot too. But it's okay with me. Honestly, on the inside, Derek can't beat me. Nobody else in their heavyweight division is going to beat me. So, I mean, if I have to end my career on undercards, my pay stays the same, and I don't care. I'll beat up everybody that they have put in front of me. Ain't nobody going to stop me, man. I'm a man on a mission, man. I'm a man of God, and I'm on a mission, and I'm gonna make things happen.
Wonderful, Dave. Well, Dave definitely shared a lot of light there against, since he'll be fighting there again on June 21st, World Fighting. June 21st, NBC Sports Live. Dave, anything you want to add, man?
I want to say a big thanks to my sponsors. You know, I'm sorry they're not going to get the exposure this time as we did last time, but Nanotech, you know, Beat Down Fight Gear, Uncle Brand, everybody that support me, man. I want to thank the good Lord for putting me in a situation to show everybody what I'm capable of. I'd like to thank you for your time and giving me some airtime and giving me a respectful interview, you know what I mean? People that don't know who I am, even if it's on the undercard, you know what I mean? They'll know. You know, they can look me up. Man, I love my fans. Dude. I love all the MMA fans. Without our fans, we wouldn't have nothing. There would be no MMA in general. You know what I mean? And just everybody, man, for being a part of this, man, I just feel blessed right now. I feel blessed to be a part of this sport.
Yes, sir, Dave. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure that your fight with Derek is going to be an explosive one. So good luck. June 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada, World Series of Fighting 10. Live on NBC Sports, and also the preliminary card. Well, check the WSOF.com for more information. Thanks very much, Dave.
Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
This is the Secretary of Offense, Frankie Kazarian, and I'm the Ring General, Christopher Daniels. Together, we're known as Bad Influence, and when we're not inspiring children across the world, we like to watch The Roman Show, and now you are too.
When in Rome, watch The Roman Show.
Bad Influence, Kaz, and Christopher Daniels giving us a shout-out. Now the boys have left TNA Impact Wrestling, and I know Christopher Daniels is going to be in Ring of Honor, but he did say that he was going to bring a special friend. More than likely, I'm sure it's going to be Kaz in Ring of Honor, so that's going to be awesome. And Christopher Daniels is just a badass, man. And to see him in Ring of Honor, who knows what he's going to pull out. Alright, let's talk some pro wrestling here. Well, it was noted that Daniel Bryan was asked to pretty much relinquish his title, but he refused to. So now he has to do so. Well, he has a choice. Either he gives it up or he Stephanie McMahon fires his wife. Which part of the Bella Twins. That is a stipulation. But more than likely, it seems like Daniel Bryan is going to keep it. We don't know how much of the future holds for him, who his next feud is. I'm pretty assuming that it's going to still be with Kane, but pretty unfortunate that, you know, he got this neck injury at the prime of his career. But he still does have a following, which is a good thing. That's a very good thing. Well, NXT TakeOver is tomorrow. Tyler Breeze making his main event match tomorrow night on the WWE Network for the NXT title against Adrian Neville. And that is going to be a good, good match. You know, one thing that just really, I mean, I know where they do it, but Natalya, spectacular talent. She's wrestling Charlotte for the NXT Women's title, the Divas title. Well, they call it the NXT Women's title. And this is a woman who is awesome in the ring. And now they have her wrestling on NXT. This is a woman who should be the Divas champion. And they have her stuck in the minor leagues against Charlotte. And, you know, she is such a good talent, and it's really sad to see her at that point when we know what she is capable of doing. Hopefully, this will kind of say, hey, you know, you paid your due or you did what you had to do. Let's go back to the main roster and let's give you that title. It'll be weird if she wins the NXT title, though, I'll be telling you that. So Tyson Kidd again versus Adrian Neville for the title. And then you have Sami Zayn versus Tyler Breeze for the number one contender. Those two are definitely going to have a phenomenal match. Bo Dallas has been making his little waves in the WWE. Don't know if you really like his gimmick, the whole Bo Leave thing. I'd like to hear your opinion. Make sure you hit us up on At The Roman Show. I'd like to get your opinion on your thoughts on his character. Is it too annoying? I mean, at the end of the day, that is the intention, right? To get that person that's just annoying. I want to let you know our guest next week, World Series of Fighting, Derek Meeman, and Brandon Hippelman will join us tomorrow. I'm already thinking ahead. Next Wednesday on The Roman Show, both these guys will be in action, the World Series of Fighting fight card, scheduled for June 21st on NBC Sports Live. Well, that pretty much wraps up tonight's show. Again, NXT TakeOver this weekend. You got the UFC 2 shows back-to-back this Saturday. That is just awesome. Can't wait. And I want to send a happy birthday to my beloved fiance, Catherine, who will be celebrating her birthday on June 1st, Sunday. That is, yes, the day of payback. But thank goodness for the WWE Network, because I can go back after I have dinner with her and watch it, and no one's going to bug me. And that's the beauty of the WWE Network. And by the way, for all those people that have said, should McMahon pull the plug on the WWE Network? No, come on, give it a shot. I know he lost $340 million in a day, and he's no longer a billionaire. I get that. But look, it's business. You're going to lose money. The guy is investing in something that is unique. It's new. He has to lose money. You just can't make money off the bat. People don't recognize the product. They got to get used to it. But look, if other people are doing it, and they've had such you know, somewhat of a success, the UFC's doing it, they're doing all right. You can bet your money that the WWE is going to continue doing it. And I'm a big fan of it. I really enjoy the WWE Network. I think it's great stuff because you're able to see that old stuff, the new stuff, and the Beyond the Ring. I love those shows. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next week here on The Roman Show next Wednesday. World Series of Fighting Fighters on the program along with other guests. Make sure you keep it tuned to our social media accounts where we will keep you updated with up-to-date guests and theromanshow.com where you find every day a new article, whether it be exclusive interviews, predictions, or what may be. With that said, go Heat.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes up on that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.